Counsel to an Evangelist.
Dear brother, I have this message for you from the Lord. Be kind in speech, gentle in action. Guard yourself carefully, for you are inclined to be severe and dictatorial and to say rash things. The Lord speaks to you, saying, Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Harsh expressions grieve the Lord, unwise words do harm. I am charged to say to you, Be gentle in your speech. Watch well your words. Let no harshness come into your utterances or into your gestures. Bring into all you do and say the fragrance of Christ-likeness. Let not natural traits of character mar and spoil your work. You are to help and strengthen the tempted. Let not self appear in rash words. Christ has given his life for the flock and for all whom you labor. Let no word of yours balance souls in the wrong direction. In the minister of Christ, there must be revealed Christ-likeness of character. Rash, overbearing expressions do not harmonize with the sacred work that Christ has given his ministers to do. When the daily experience is one of looking unto Jesus and learning of him, you will reveal a wholesome, harmonious character. Soften your representations and do not let condemnatory words be spoken. Learn of the great teacher. Words of kindness and sympathy will do good as a medicine and will heal souls that are in despair. The knowledge of the Word of God brought into the practical life will have a healing, soothing power. Harshness of speech will never bring blessing to yourself or to any other soul. My brother, you are to be a representative of the mildness and patience and goodness of Christ. In your talks before the public, let your representations be after Christ's order. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits. James 3:17. Watch and pray and subdue the harshness which at times breaks out in you. By the grace of Christ dwelling in you, your words may become sanctified. If your brethren do not act as you think they should, do not meet them with harshness. The Lord has been grieved at times by your severe expressions. Your will is to be yielded to the Lord's will. You need the help of the Lord Jesus. Let only words that are clean and pure and sanctified come from your lips. For as a minister of the gospel, your spirit and example will be followed by others. Be kind and tender to children at all times. You may reach God's ideal if you will resolve that self shall not be woven into your work. To know that you are striving in spirit and in works to be Christ-like will give you strength and comfort and courage. It is your privilege to become meek and lowly in heart. Then angels of God will cooperate with you in your revival efforts. Christ died that his life might be lived in you and in all who make him their example. In the strength of your Redeemer, you can reveal the character of Christ, and you can work in wisdom and in power to make the crooked places straight. Los Angeles, California, August 22, 1908.